I don't think you can look at it purely as a financial thing. I know this is the bit of the show where you want to look at a financial point of view, but I just...
Let's go across the houses on this.
But it just kind of, I don't know, it just doesn't sit right for me. I feel like, you know, I take for any, you know, I understand why some, you know, football clubs lower down the pecking order, it might do it because, you know, it's a case of, maybe it's a case of survival, maybe, you know, there's some clubs in maybe League Two, or I'm sure have already made that decision going, you know, but that's partly because big clubs stealing the players. But I think, you know, if it's Liverpool Football Club where money isn't that much of an issue, you know, you wouldn't say it's not a big deal, £2.3 million a year, and I think there's a moral obligation for them to say, okay, when a football club in Liverpool, as part of trying to win things, we're going to give local lads every opportunity to play for this football club, and yet we might not produce any who are good enough, but that'll be partly our fault, and yeah, you know, you might go 10-15 years without seeing someone, but we're going to give lads a chance, we're going to get them in as kids, and we're going to develop them, and yeah, maybe, you know, all you see is you know, eight lads at Accrington Stanley or whatever, but there has to be that thing where, you know, it's the football club of the city, you know, it is the Liverpool Football Club, which is you know, what we are kind of on the original documents. And, you know, I think there has to be a thing where, you know, you just, no matter what it costs, and no matter kind of if you don't get it for 5 years, I think you've got this moral obligation to just keep giving it a go.